السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق، ولا يكونوا كالذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبل فطال عليهم الأمد فقست قلوبهم وكثير منهم فاسقون. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, we sincerely sympathize with the oppressed Muslims locally and globally. And the political news we are well aware of. And may Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties. Seek the help of Allah Ta'ala through patience and through salah and through dua. I have recited an ayat of the Quran from Para 27, Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 16. Let's do the English translation first. Has the time not arrived for the hearts of the believers to submit to Allah's remembrance and the truth that was revealed to our beloved Rasulullah SAW, the Quran Sharif? We have to have iman and believe that every ayah of the Quran is from Allah. And whatever are the commands of Allah in the Quran, Allah give us tawfiq of practicing, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Do not become like those who were given the book before, after which a long period of time elapsed and their hearts hardened. A large number of them were open sinners and disobedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Rasulullah, the last and final Nabi of Allah ta'ala, approximately 124,000 Anbiya ikram salatu wasalam came to this world. The first Nabi was Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and many other famous Anbiya ikram, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Nabi Idris alayhi salam, Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. And each Nabi, there's so much incidents that we can talk about them. But one thing common, every Nabi called the people towards Allah, called the people that the life in this world is short. In this short life, you obey the commands of Allah. And in following the teachings of the Nabi of your time, then when we pass away, Allah will make our grave a garden of Jannah. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will make our reckoning easy and will grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Similarly, there's an incident that occurred during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know the masjids are the houses of Allah. Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. O Allah, open for us the doors of your mercy. And the good action done in the house of Allah will draw the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It so happened that during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a hadith mentioned here. Hadith Aisha radiyallahu anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once entered the masjid, where he found some of his companions, the Sahaba, laughing and joking in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallam, seeing this, his companion laughing, the man moved his shawl from his face. It was noticed that Nabi sallam's face was reddening out of anger and displeasure that in the masjid they are laughing and joking. Then mentioned, are you laughing when your Allah has not revealed a surety that you are forgiven? You should therefore not waste your time laughing and jesting. Concerning your laughter, Allah has revealed the verse, Para 27 Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 16. Has the time not arrived for the hearts of the believers to submit to Allah's remembrance and the truth that was revealed, the Quran Sharif that was revealed? Now we also, when we come to the masjid, try to be here azan time. If Fajr, there's two sunnat muqqidah to recite before the faraz of Fajr. Before the faraz of Zuhr, we recite four sunnat muqqidah and two sunnat muqqidah afterwards. Sunnat muqqidah, that sunnat which is emphasized. And Nabi Sallallahu always read it and encourage us to read it. Asr azan to be here, there are four sunnat ghair muqqidah, that sometimes it could be left out, but we have to try to read it, and four faraz for Asr. Then Maghrib, after the Azan, the three faraz of Maghrib we read, and two sunnat muqqidah that is emphasized, and read Nafil Awabin also, four, six rakats of Nafil Salah after the Maghrib. And then Isha, there's four sunnat ghair muqqidah that will not emphasize, sometimes you can leave it out. And four faraz. Then after the faraz of Isha, we read two sunnat muqqidah, can read two nafil, and then three witr wajib. And any nafil salah is read after Isha, you can include it as the hajjud salah. Normally, the last one third of the night, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to get up, encourage us to read nafil salah and tahajjud salah, and ask Allah's assistance. But even after the faraz salah, after the witr salah, we read any nafil salah, it will be regarded as tahajjud salah and we can seek the help of Allah Ta'ala. Now very, very important, when we are as insan, what will soften our heart? In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَعْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَقْشَى قُلُوبُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Our hearts get soft by making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembering that. As humans, we got different types of employments and jobs. And the type of work we have, it has a direct effect on our thinking and our character and our behavior. We are living in non-Muslim countries and in the shopping centers, in busy marketplaces, the non-Muslim shops are playing music. There are non-Muslim females who dress immorally and we go for our necessities there, control our gazes. Don't take enjoyment from the music that has been said, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. And those fortunate ulama and madrasa students who spend 6-7 hours of the day in the Hifzul Quran classes, in the Darul Looms, learning and teaching Quran, learning and teaching the Hadith Kitab and the Fiqh Kitabs, the level of their iman is very, very high because they are not exposed to the fitna that is taking place in the shopping centers and in the different places. May Allah protect us. We need to love our ulama ikram. And according to the ages of the individuals, send our children to the afternoon maktab madrasa, send them to the ulum to learn and the Quran, become hafiz, etc. And we that are adults, we are married, we have children to take care of, we need to earn our halal rozi. The least we can do is read our faraz salah with jama'ah. And tasbih fatimi, we recite after faraz salah, 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Our hearts will melt with the remembrance of Allah. And before going to bed also, recite some Quran. One is in the mornings, we recite Surah Yasin Sharif, recite some paras of the Quran. recite some zikrullah 100 times, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, 100 times subhanallah walhamdulillah wala ilaha illallah wallahu akbar wala hawla wala quwwata illa billahil aliyyil azim, 100 times astaghfirullah astaghfirullah. The last hadith of Bukhari Sharif, two sentences easy to recite, beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the scales of good deeds, it will be very, very heavy. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. And we all love our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's recite salawat and durood on Rasulullah in abundance. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Everybody recite durood sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tasliman kaseeran kaseera. According to the time that we have, one is the durood Ibrahim that we read in salah. It could be read out of salah also. There's 40 salawat and durood compiled by Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi. After each durood, there's a reference at which hadith kitab is mentioned there. So we can take that 40 durood kitab and recite it morning, evening. And the etiquettes of making dua is, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the 99 names of Allah. We recite fourth kalima, La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu, wa huwa hayyun la yamutu, biyadi al-khair, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Or he said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tasliman kaseeran kaseera. And ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive our sins. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. And in this verse, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the disobedient servants of the previous nations. وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. The previous nations, they were given the Torah and the Injil. We know the people of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the Bani Israel, the people of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the Christians, the Jews, the Bani Israel were called Jews, and the people of Nabi Isa alayhi salam are the Christians who did not follow the true message of the Torah and the Injil. The Bible that is available today is not the correct book of Allah. The authentic book of Allah Ta'ala amongst us today is the Quran Sharif only. And Allah will protect the Quran. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Verily Allah revealed the Quran, and Allah will protect the Quran. And how can people be following the authentic teachings of the Bible, of the Torah and the Injil, when they openly drink alcohol, they openly legalizing adultery, zina, they openly eating pork, which every Nabi prohibited, and every Nabi of Allah taught the people lessons of cleanliness. We remove the hair under our armpits and below the navel, and we keep a sunnah, one fist and beard, and we trim our mustache, shave our mustache. When we eat food, if the person have a mustache over his lips, the hair will touch the food and germs from the hair will go in the food. So we are so happy that we are the natural way. Our Rasulullah some taught us cleanliness, which every Nabi from Adam alayhi salam to Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, taught the table to be clean. And when we go for the call of nature, we go in privacy, we remove our clothing, and after relieving ourselves, we take water and wash our hands. We use the right hand to hold the water can or to hold the water hose. You get the istinja hose. And we use the left hand with the tissue paper. We remove the impurities and we wash with the left hand. And after going to the call of nature, there must be no impurities on our body, on our clothing. That why it's so important to send our children to the affluent maktab madrasas from a young age. And if the child from a young age learns to go toilet in privacy and to wash his body after the call of nature, learn wuzu, learn salah, and we that are baligh 15 years of and over, every salah of ours is compulsory, and we have to read our salah on time, and Allah will protect us and guide us. Allah will assist us, and we make wuzu. Married couples, when we are married, after intimacy to have a faraz ghusl is important, especially before the next faraz salah, before fajr salah, we must have our faraz bath and come for fajr salah, or during the course of the day, before zohar, asr, maghrib, isha, any time we have some private moments with our wife, we have to have a faraz ghusl, and don't make our namaz qaza with the fajr, zohar, asr, maghrib, isha. Every salah we must read it, and we are working for non-Muslim companies, carry a water can, a wuzu sandal, and people take your time for lunch, etc. We take our time for our faraz salah. And if we take out the water can, there's no excuse for us that we are napak and we can't read salah. Where there's a will, there is a way. And we Muslims don't attend functions of music and dance. If any friend or non-Muslim neighbor who at the company invites us to a function, they say the food is going to be halal or vegetarian or seafood, but there'll be music, dance, semi-nude females. We don't go to such places. And those that commit sins, a black spot comes to their heart. And so much black spot comes that the heart becomes hard, black. And Allah speaks about these people. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلْ. They are like animals and worse than animals that legalize homosexuality, lesbianism, adultery, zina, alcohol, and this AIDS and STD diseases is a punishment from Allah Ta'ala to the immoral, sinful nation. The doors of Tawbah and Istighfar are open. In the commentary of this ayah, there's mention of Hazrat Fuzail bin Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi. He was a robber, and he was going to visit an immoral prostitute, and someone recited the ayat of the Quran, أَلَمْ يَعْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمُنْ أَنْ تَقْشَى قُلُوبُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. While he was going to meet this prostitute, somebody told him that you don't fear Allah. When are you going to make tawbah? And he made tawbah, and he stopped going to the prostitute. He went to the masjid and he made tawbah. And then he started studying Quran and Hadith, and he became a great muhaddis of his time, just by having the conscience of Allah. Today also the doors of Tawbah and Istighfar are open, and repent and choose good practicing Muslims of friends, and remember death and life after death. May Allah grant us a respectful death on Iman, and may Allah grant us all Jannatul Firdaus.